Today, the Florida Senate passed legislation that would allow for community residential homes with six or fewer residents located within a planned community be allowed to not have to obtain local government approval regardless of the proximity to each other. Melbourne Republican Thad Allman said the bill was designed for those who are developmentally disabled.
A number of parents of children with developmental disabilities had come to me, along with developers, who just simply wanted to build a community to house in a residential setting their children who had become adults in a residential community and not require them to be 1,000 feet apart. It only applies to new construction. Also, yes, we have also amended the bill that does give local governments the full authority to either approve or deny.
But South Florida Democrat Ted Deutsch asked that Allman respond to the criticism of the bill by some activists.
If he could speak to the concern expressed by some in the developmentally disabled community that the legislation may actually encourage the segregation of people with disabilities to their detriment. If the senator could speak to that, I think it would give great comfort.
Allman said that the law is designed to undo current discriminatory practices against developmentally disabled people.
And I think that's a reasonable concern. They're afraid of segregation, creating an environment where people with developmental disabilities would be cloistered away from other folks and would undo some of the mainstreaming that we've done. There are a number of protections to prevent that from happening.
Ann Allman said that such homes would only happen with new construction that would go through the review process with local government and must receive a zoning approval.
We have a lot of programs for young children with developmental disabilities as they move forward, but what we need to do next is the long-term programs that allow them to be productive members of society and to have housing, to be able to locate around individuals that they've developed lifelong friendships. This enables them to do that.
But Daytona Beach Republican Evelyn Wynn questioned if the proposed law meant there would be no restrictions on the number of residential homes located in a planned community, and if that was taking the power out of local government's hands.
If that is in law, then that would mean that they could outnumber the regular number of regular homes. Is that correct?
Allman said that was possible, but not likely.
I believe that local government will make the right decision, and I believe that's adequate protection. And it gives freedom. It gives these parents and their children the freedom, the same freedoms that any other group enjoys, that I don't think we should deny to them just because they have a disability.
Eastern Hillsborough County State Senator Rhonda Storms warmly praised Allman's bill.
What this good bill, wonderful bill, does is allows people who have developmental disabilities to live together and to make choices and to say, you know, I'd like to live with my friends. I know that my friend over here might have Down syndrome and I have Down syndrome, but the fact that we have Down syndrome together doesn't mean that we should have to stay 1,000 feet from each other. Think of how outrageous that is.
And Storm said its critics weren't thinking of the children in question.
And the well-meaning, God bless them, the well-meaning people that oppose this bill because they're concerned about civil rights are not the family members, and they're not the parents, and they're not the people with developmental disabilities. The family members, the people with disabilities, want to live with their friends and around their neighborhoods. And that's why this bill is so important, because it allows for the community to develop in a way that's natural. It is no different than like Sun City Center or the Villages, where you have retirement communities where people who are, you know, 55 years and older want to live around 55 years and older people. And so that's what this bill does.